at alcavision.com.
America tonight. What's the biggest, baddest buzz going on? Well, it's all about taxes. It's all about the budget. It all comes at a bad time, too, when people are cranky because they haven't done their taxes. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, you see on the side I have a little poll. How are you doing your taxes? Are you going to the tax man? Are you paying big bucks for someone to figure out how you can get money back? Are you going to H&R Block? No offense to H&R Block, but it's just so typical with the upsell thing. H&R Block is the place you go, and I'm sure they have people who know how to crunch numbers and all that sort of stuff. But then they finish the thing. I've only ever done that once, and it was a long time ago. But then they finish the thing and say, well, we have the peace of mind insurance. That's another however much money that is. That's another small fortune on top of what we're already charging you, so that if you get audited, you've got some protection. But, yeah, right, you have some protection if you get audited. You're not going to pay? You're going to have to pay. So I don't understand that. And then, of course, you can do it yourself. You can do TurboTax, do it yourself, get your great uncle to do it because he used to do taxes a long time ago. Nobody likes the tax thing. I like the people, and I know some of these people, who have bags of receipts, and they throw every receipt in the bag. They don't really mark them. They just throw, oh, I got a gallon of milk. I think I was talking business with somebody. They throw it in the bag, and it's like trash. How they can figure out what it is, I have no idea. I mean, I understand about collecting receipts and putting it in an envelope and all that stuff, but I'm saying literally, no joke, trash bags full of receipts, no idea what the receipts are for. Then trying to go back and figure out what the receipts are. Yeah. No. I forget it. I just be like, all right, I can't do this. I can't figure it out. You just got to do them yourself. You just got to keep a record, and a running record. But it is, there's just something about the whole tax thing. You don't want to do them. You don't want to do your tax. People don't want to do their taxes. It's obvious because you can tell the procrastination. Midnight, people still running to make sure it's post-dated correctly to get it in. And then also, you have people who actually get a refund. They would get a refund, and they don't file. I mean, how much tax money is not, they don't get back. People don't get back because they didn't file. That I don't get why you're avoiding the whole filing thing if you know for sure you're getting back. That doesn't make any sense to me. So when you say the word taxes, it does conjure up nasty, ugly things. Nobody says, wow, I really enjoy doing the taxes. I really enjoy tax time, unless it's a very wealthy tax accountant. That's what Obama did today. He mentioned the evil word, taxes, and talked about, okay, so now the rich have to pay. Forget these Bush tax cuts. This is not part of my way to reduce the budget deficit, how we're suffering through this particular financial error, the fiscal irresponsibility and all that sort of stuff, and talked about reductions, spending reductions in the tax code. When you start to say taxes and then you couple that with code, oh, a whole lot of people start to sweat. And as you can imagine, Republicans not happy about it, saying it's insufficient, ridiculous, $4 trillion over 12 years. And what the president said is, well, you're going to hear that, but the Republicans' deficit plans are completely an assault on poor people and the older people. And he said, I'm not going to allow Medicare to become a voucher program that leaves seniors at the mercy of the insurance industry with shrinking benefits to pay for rising costs. And I'm not going to tell families with kids who have disabilities that they have to somehow fend for themselves. So he really threw a lot of that kind of stuff out there and repeatedly said that he wasn't going to cross with the Republicans on the Medicare, Medicaid, and stuff, and also extending the Bush tax cuts. So the reaction to that from the GOP, you can only imagine. Eric Cantor threw in his two cents on it. Cantor talking about being partisan and the partisan comments and needing leadership. And then Paul Ryan, who is the Republican budget guy, talked about similar. Well, actually, he talked about the partisan thing and needing leadership, similar to Cantor, who mentions kind of the same thing, but talked about raising taxes and falling short. Take a listen to both of them.
President goes and delivers a speech in which the only concrete proposal that he proposed was raising taxes. That solution falls far short of dealing with the kind of crisis that we're facing as far as the debt's concerned in this country.
We need leadership. We don't need a doubling down on the failed politics of the past. I am sincerely disappointed that the president, at a moment when we are putting ideas on the table, trying to engage in a thoughtful dialogue to fix this country's economic and fiscal problems, decides to pour on the campaign rhetoric.
Okay, so by the way, the president saying about the undoing of the Bush stuff for the upper income people, just so you know what upper income is, you know the magic number, right? 250,000, meaning if you're in that tax bracket, forget, he wants to say, forget the mortgage interest deduction and instead change that and put other parameters out there, for example, and of course have it go up, pay more, the protections wouldn't be there, so have it jump up to 35%. And specifically, he said he's going to try to squeeze an extra $360 billion by 2023 from those automatic spending programs, because they're based on all kinds of formulas, and so the formulas aren't renewed or even reviewed by Congress every year. He's looking to grab some money there. The funniest thing during this speech that the president gave was he looked over at the president and the president was sleeping. He was like practically snoring. You could tell because the people around him were looking at him like, whoa, Joe, you might want to wake up. So, you know, Biden's as bored as the rest of us with all the nonsense that's coming out of Washington, even if he's just the wingman for the prez. And the speech comes after a handful of months of the bipartisan panel that they created. Remember that? 18 Democrats and Republicans that included, you know, Alan Simpson and a few others. And part of what was discussed there was pretty drastic. And Obama didn't really talk about any of that. Just the $4 trillion over the next decade. And he won't be, if he gets elected to another term, he won't be president. So I love it when, and it's not just Obama, because Paul Ryan, the one problem with the Paul Ryan deal is, one of the problems, is that he's saying a decade away too. You gotta play for now, today, next year. Can we cut a little bit closer than that? Do we have to wait for a decade for all of this to be solved? Have we gone that far down the rabbit hole? Senator Rand Paul says, you know what we got to do? We got to be tough on this whole retirement thing. We got to move the age of retirement up to 70. What say you, America? We're going to talk about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Expecting America to work until you're at least 70 years old. What do you think? You're going to work until you're 70? 800-259-5791. How about this? Do you think you should be forced to work until you're 70 if you're dependent on getting some help from the government? And we always make these jokes about will Social Security be there or not. Well, Senator Rand Paul, along with Lindsey Graham and also Senator Lee from Utah, talked about what to expect and that some of the younger people already get that the retirement age is going to be much higher than it was in the past, that it's probably going to be 70, and they're suggesting this is the direction we should go in. Take a listen.
What we do is the two things that Senator Lee referred to, allow the age to rise gradually and means test the benefits. If you talk to young people in America, they've already accepted this. I tell people that the knowledge has already been discounted. Young people know the age will have to go up gradually. This is a solution. We're not afraid to propose the solution, and that's what this town needs. It's what the country needs, is leadership in proposing these solutions. It does it without affecting anybody who's retired or near retirement age. It eliminates a problem. The problem is the $5 to $6 trillion that is unfunded. This fixes it completely. The numbers have all been crunched, and it works. We want it to be seriously considered, and we will begin promoting this to our colleagues today.
So 70 is what they're pushing. The thing is most people I think they're right that younger people do expect that they're going to have to work till they're 70. Oh, the good old days. Everybody always says, every generation always says, oh, that was the good old days, and here's now, look what's happened. You know, they look back and they remember nostalgically about a long time ago. So that's just more fuel for that fire, for that conversation. You know, your grandparents, they took cruises. They didn't have to work until they were 70. They retired when they were 60. I know somebody that retired when they were 50. They had done well, killed themselves at work, had a family, had three kids. the kids left, boom, 50, they retired, then started to spend some of that money, traveled around and realized, whoops, I think I got to keep working. So went back to work, and they're still working into their 70s. They're older, so they're into their 70s. But, hey, I'll tell you, what it's going to take is for people to handle their own investments. People are just going to have to figure out ways, which don't we already do that? I'm probably answering my own question. I don't think you can just depend on the government. If you're looking for some kind of pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, or at least a few coins there at the end, good luck with that. Because the way we're headed, who are you trusting? I mean, who are you trusting to be there? Social Security, they're right. They're going to have to raise the age because of the depletion of Social Security. That's why you have to do that. So it actually does make sense. But you absolutely have to look at your own finances. The hard part about the Social Security thing would be is jobs aren't like they were. Very rare is the person who gets out of school, kills themselves, let's just take that person. They put themselves through school, they get out, they find that job in one of the big eight accounting firms. Or they work their way up at a law firm and then they're going to be partner and that's the goal. Yes, some people still get to do that. Or they work their way up through a trucking company, let's say, and then before you know it, they're vice president of Owens Corning or wherever. That's not happening as much. That's why the emphasis is so much is on creating your own thing, having your own company, being an entrepreneur, because the jobs, those kind of jobs where you could count on it. They were there for you, you could count on it, you were not going to get fired. It would practically take an act of God for you to be fired from the job. So you knew where you were going. You had your community and you were growing with whatever that company was, and that's not going to be the majority of what the future is. So some of these companies, it might not be that option of you're not working until you're 70 there. Who knows? You're going to move from job to job to job unless it's your own created business, unless you created it yourself, then that's a whole different thing. Different times, like I said, the good old days. I can hear those conversations now. I'm sick of this conversation. I got to tell you about, not sick of the retirement conversation, because you can certainly throw in on that question. Is 70 too old? Should you be expected to work until you're 70 years old? Or should the cutoff point be the 65 or younger? 800-259-5791. Or do you really want to work that long? Are you hoping for your life? You're in your 20s, 30s, 40s. Are you hoping you work until you're 70? I don't know that too many people are going to say, oh, yeah, I hope I am. Okay, so here's a story I wanted to tell you about. Once again, I am not stunned by this. There is a problem with an air traffic controller falling asleep. The air traffic controller was a guy who had been on the job like 18 months, 29 years old, and a plane was trying to land. It was in Reno, Nevada. They kept trying to call the tower, the tower, and the controller wasn't answering. So the people that were on the plane, they were on a small plane, a 5-seat Piper Cheyenne air ambulance, if you know what they are. But you know what a Piper is, I think. They landed at 2 o'clock in the morning, so this was an overnight deal. The FAA said the pilot who was coming in from Mammoth Lakes was ultimately assisted by a California-based regional air traffic controller, so somebody in California, and the pilot circled the airport a couple of times, worried about what was going to be on the ground, but finally had to land. Seven times, called the tower. Oh, what an idiot that fell asleep there. What was he doing? You know, these air traffic control jobs are pretty good. We're not talking $12, $13 an hour. The average salary with salary benefits, all that stuff, is like 100,000 plus, 150,000, 160,000. So I don't know what they were thinking, what happened before they got to work. But this happens after the lapse at Reagan National Airport in D.C., where two jets had to land by themselves because the air traffic controller, who's by himself, fell asleep during an overnight shift. In that case, the two pilots landed safely, once again, through the help of a regional radar place, and it was an uncontrolled airport. So they were just able to land. So here we have another one of these. So what happens? The FAA is all up in arms, and Ray LaHood is up in arms about this, that you cannot stand for this. This is ridiculous. There's been a lapse here. And they're demanding that there be two people in these towers in the overnights. So, geez, when you're wielding the axe for the budget, the air traffic controllers, if they're getting 150, 160,000, now you double that money for the people in the tower. What's going on here? So they say Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said he's outraged by the incidents. It's unacceptable. The FAA said the same thing. They can't tolerate sleeping on the job. So they're going to now make sure all the towers have two people in them. But where's this money coming from? Adding controllers at smaller airports to the tune of $150,000? That's a good job. Anybody listening to me, could you afford to go to air traffic control school? You think you could push 10? As kind of a precursor to that, if you decide you want to do it, go watch Pushing 10, that movie. So, Reno Tahoe, I've actually landed in that airport, is a pretty small airport, but there is a lot of commercial flights that come in and out of there because of Lake Tahoe and the gambling and the skiing. They I think more than 4 million passengers go through there or so. How about that? So since March 1st, the FAA had 47 controllers working at McCarran, which is in Las Vegas, and 61 at the Las Vegas Terminal Radar Approach Control. That's where, you know, they were trying to help the guy land, and now they're reviewing the whole system. Oh, man. Like I said, there's a job if anyone wants it. There's going to be a lot of openings for that. Stay with us, taking some calls next.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
They were the good old days, huh? When you could just spend, and not worry about it. Living high off the hog, even if you were the middle class. The middle class, a thing of the past. It's the direction we're headed right now. Pretty soon, they'll ask us if we can... Can't you just work until you're 90? Can't you do it? See, everybody's body's different, though. You're... 70 could be a young 70 for some, and maybe people want to work. Or you could have had a whole bunch of other things that happen in your life that there's just no way that you could be working till you're 70. I've seen both sides of that coin. That Social Security, they probably will raise it. And then the other problem, like I said, the only problem is you don't have those jobs. I mean, how many of those jobs are going to want to keep 70-year-olds there? What kind of job are you getting that you're going through, you know, rising up the ladder and then boom, yay, woohoo, here's the cake, here's the party, here's the gold watch, here's the trip to Tahiti that everybody decided you should get or whatever. You get what I'm saying. That you're going to start somewhere, let's just, because if you were going to have some kind of a pension and all that sort of stuff and then get Social Security too, you start somewhere when you're 25 and you're going to work there until you're 70. Yeah, right. I don't think so. That's not happening for very many people. We're going to check the email. You know, I'm always pounding on you to send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. You send them to me. We're going to check them coming up here in just a few minutes. But first, let's go to Betty in Kentucky. Betty, what do you think of the retirement age that's being proposed, 70?
Okay. I've been reading in the paper again, and Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell and John Boehner and a few more. They want to cut Social Security and cut Medicare and all that. Well, Rand Paul seems to think, well, if we raise Social Security retirement age to 70, so I've got a better plan than his plan. Let's let them go ahead and do that for the doctors, the lawyers, the politicians, the dentists, the optometrists. The head jobs, talking head jobs. If you got a talking head job and that's all you've done all your life, then you can work till you're 70 before you get Social Security. But I work with guys that started working in their early 20s at a job where they're on their hands and knees half the night. They're grinding overhead half the night. They're welding. They're breathing dirty air. Physical hard jobs. It is stupid for Rand Paul to think that people that actually work their whole life for a living could work till they're 70. I think he's a stupid politician.
All right, Betty. You didn't miss any words there. I agree with you when you said that that's the way to look at it. What about the other jobs? What about the really blue-collar jobs where you're talking about people who work, let's say, even on an assembly line, what you're doing to yourself over and over, the same motion, standing on your feet the whole time, even a nurse.
People that work at Walmart even, standing on their feet all night long, they're not going to be able to do that till they're 70. But if you got someone like Rand Paul, he's an optometrist, he'll sit there and look at someone's eyes, and he gets up and has a cup of coffee and walks around. And now he's a politician, he drinks a cup of coffee and he walks around and visits this person and that person. Yeah, he can work till he's 70. They need to cut out the pensions for the politicians. Let them retire with Social Security like everybody else.
Bravo, Betty. Woo, well said. Thank you for the thoughts. She didn't mince any words. I love it. Betty was pretty salty on that one. Here's the point. The thing with the politicians, that's true. You're a politician. You retire with a big, nice, fat, chunky pension. You got money. You're fine. You got that money. But she's right. The blue-collar salt of the earth that we're talking about, the wildcatters, those people, they cannot do that. They can't work. You can't be a man doing that job usually till you're in your, while you are all the way up into your 70s. I mean, there's just no way. Physical labor, some of the physical labor, it's like construction. You could be the architect on a construction job. There are jobs you could do, but the actual doing the skyscraper stuff. Oh, have you ever been? They've taken me up, and I'm telling you, my legs were like jello. I've seen what some people do. And she was talking about welding and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. No way. Let's see what Al in Canada has to throw in here. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Well, maybe it should be 30 or 35 years of service or 35 years of service or 70, whichever comes first. Unless if your health is gone, you're not going to work till 70, regardless of whether you're a plumber or whether you're a president. There's no maximum to be president, is there?
No. Let's put it this way. Nobody's getting elected when they're 80. No one's getting elected.
Well, President Reagan got elected when he was almost 70.
Right, but not 80.
No, not 80. Well, when he retired, he was almost 80.
Yep.
But anyway, you know what? I just thought if President Obama wants to give a speech on austerity, why would he drive from the White House to George Washington University in about 15 stretch limousines with a bunch of SUVs behind him? You know, why does he need so many stretch limos to drive from the White House to George Washington?
Because the protection. You can't say anything about that because every other president has had that. But your touche, your point is taken. Why not just do it from the Oval Office? Why have the audience at Georgetown or George Washington University? But that's why he did it. You have it there. You have the audience and et cetera. But you're right. Why can't you just do it from the Oval Office then?
You know,
but the idea was to do it in front of all those people.
Yeah, and when it comes to foreign aid, I don't know why on earth the United States is giving foreign aid to as many countries as it is. I heard a story that Afghanistan doesn't have any oil or natural gas, but Afghanistan has trillions of dollars of undeveloped
minerals.
Gold, copper, gold.
Yep.
There was a whole long list of rare earth minerals and all kinds of minerals.
Yep.
Why on earth is the USA giving billions of dollars of foreign aid to Afghanistan?
Maybe they want the minerals. No, the minerals, the Russians couldn't even have access to the minerals. The snipers are all over that area. And the reason why, Al, I disagree with it, but you know the reason why now, because it's stretched into 10 years, is because, okay, we have to go and snuff out the Taliban. They will do damage to us, so we're going to go there. We're going to help the people, and we're going to get rid of the Taliban and the threats that could possibly happen to the United States.
As soon as that war is over, the president should collect a bill. Should give the president of Afghanistan a huge bill for all the costs that the United States incurred in liberating Afghanistan. And could one last, just to change the subject, I heard part of a story. I missed the first part of it. Was there a big story on the news? Did you see anything in the news today about how apples reduce cholesterol? Did you see that story?
No.
There's some new research that apples are really, everybody knows that apples are good for you, but there was something about apples reducing cholesterol. It'd be interesting if you can find that story.
I'll have to look at that, Al, but thanks. Apples are certainly good for you. Thanks for the call. They're good for you for the fiber. One last thing where you were talking about there on the budget that I don't there was something you said, you were talking about Afghanistan that I don't agree with. You said when we liberate Afghanistan, one, do you think we're really going to, quote, liberate Afghanistan? And two, when it's all said and done, you think Hamid Karzai is going to pay back the United States? No, that is such a poor country. Other than the drugs and the opium, some would say, conspiracy enterprisers like the United States being there because of some of the drug stuff, but I don't agree with that. But regardless, that's where the money is, and the Taliban certainly wants the control of that because they're making serious money through that. And then the minerals, if they mine them, but of course you have to have all the money to mine them and do all the things that are necessary, all the money you have to pump into that to be able to get all that out, just drill it out. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just heard something about Vice President Biden falling asleep again.
He did.
Well, I'll tell you, old Joe, you know, he gets dispatched to various places across the globe, you know, keeping us out of trouble. We got to give the old boy a little stride here. You know, he's a pretty important guy, it seems to me. Joe's the kind of guy that you can get him over in the corner. He can probably tell a pretty decent dirty joke, you know, but he just never knows any new ones. I don't know about this guy, but, well, the Social Security situation, those proposals for it, I think there ought to be means testing. And I think the lady from Kentucky pointed out that some of these jobs, you're not going to be able to do them until you're 70 years old.
No, she's right.
The physical toll is too much, and there's going to have to be some allowance made for that.
Well, let's hope somebody thinks of it, besides all the callers to America tonight.
Well, it's important. You can't. You can't do that as a block.
No.
To me, I don't think that's possible because of that situation.
It was excellent, the point she made. And the companies couldn't have that either. Can you imagine the risk? You couldn't have somebody up there on the scaffolding that was falling apart, that couldn't physically have with their back and their knees, that they couldn't possibly be in those situations. That would be just stupid.
Well, a lot of them, I think there's some positions, they work, you know, like 30 years.
Sure.
Start out at 25 or 30.
And then retire after that.
Yeah, retire prior to 65. I guess
sure.
That's something that some of them can do, but we got so many issues to have to address, Kate. It's something else.
It is. I like that. It is. It's something else. It really is something else. Thanks, Dale. We are going to get to those emails. We're going to do that on the flip side. Boy, Vice President Biden did choose an inopportune time to take that little cat nap. It's good to take cat naps, but not when the president is speaking.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to ATN. Hey, we like giveaways. So, coming up on our next show, we're going to give away another copy of Your Dog by Dr. Marty Becker, the owner's manual. It's got a whole bunch of solutions and stuff for trying to raise a decent dog, meaning trying to get them to obey you. You know, it's about consistency, and he talks about that. I think all of us know that. Forget it if you don't have time, because you're going to get your dog to do whatever you want your dog to do. You have to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. But it's a book that is climbing the bestseller list, and it's a hardcover, nice book. We are giving one away tomorrow. We gave one away here on America Tonight earlier, and Dave in Washington was the winner of that. Woohoo! Congratulations to Dave in Washington. Hey, it's nice to get things in the mail. Everybody texts and does all kinds of other things, so how often do you get things in the mail that you want to get in the mail? You don't want to get all those bills, but so if you get when he gets that book, he'll be happy. It's a great book, too. I was looking through it earlier in the day. All right, without further ado, quickly let's head to the mailbag.
DeVille is here.
Ooh.
Yes, indeed. We were just talking about the retirement age, so it's interesting that Sarah says, Kate, have you seen some of the jobs that have been listed on USAjobs.com? That's where the federal government lists its gigs. And I did. I went to look at that after I got that email. Some of the things that I found on it were the National Weather Service is looking for some meteorologists. They pay $136,000. The Air Force is looking for an audiovisual specialist. That's what they're calling it, $115,000. Here would be a good gig if you were good at new media, because, you know, it's all about new media, Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. The Indian Affairs at the Department of the Interior, they're looking for somebody who's good with new media, and they're paying them $115,000 a year. So that's kind of an IT-ish sort of job. And then there's a whole bunch of other jobs that are interesting. The ones that I don't know that they're like I saw one. Where was it? There was an opening for a fitness person on the army base in Germany, but that didn't even pay 40, except for they said they would help you repay your college loans. Yeah. So if you were young enough, that might be worth it. The Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, the three let's drain the coffers letters. The EPA is paying $155,000 for a new spokesperson. How about that? All right, so let's go to another email. Here's one from Grayson who says, Hello, America Tonight. Just for fun, I wondered if you saw that story about the chili pepper. Do you know what I'm talking about? The one pepper that was declared the hottest. I saw it on my local news. You know, it's funny, that story was on all over the place, and they're saying that the hottest pepper in the world is at, where is it? It's at some place in Australia, a chili farm that produces peppers that are so hot they burn your mouth off, and they were red peppers. And on the average, I didn't know this. The Australian butch tea, that's what they're calling it, is as far as heat units, it checks in at 1.46 million heat units. And then there's another one called the British Naga Viper, the Naga Viper. That's at 138 million heat units. So what is a comparison? I have no idea what that is. 1.46 million heat units, hotter than Hades, like touching the sun. What does that mean? The average jalapeno pepper is about 5,000. Wow, 5,000 to 1.46 million, that is pretty hot. Now, why are you trying that? I love hot things, but I don't think I would even attempt to eat that. And they farm it. There's an Australian farmer that started cultivating these a couple of years ago, and the main ingredient, I guess, is they've got a hot sauce coming out, and the main ingredient, of course, is the chili peppers, but it's called the Scorpion Strike. But can people get up from the table after they put some of that on their food? I like really super hot salsa on eggs. I love to have eggs with salsa on it, green preferably. Because I lived in New Mexico for a short time, and they have red and green chili, and it's great. It's hot, medium, or mild. And other people who haven't been there look at you like, what are you talking about, the hot, medium, or mild? Or what are you talking about, red or green? So that's pretty hot, I would say. But thanks for sending that to us, because I went and looked for it after I saw that email. 1.40-some million heat units? Such a crazy thing. I didn't know that's how you even measured that. Okay, here's one from Big Al. I think we have a little Al, too. Big Al says, Hello, I haven't written to you in a very long time, Katie, and I have to ask you a question. I was reading a story about a kid who had pink nail polish on. I didn't see what the big deal was, actually, and I'm pretty conservative. It was something to do with an ad. Yeah, J. Crew, they send out their catalogs, and it did start a little bit of a flashpoint of conversation because the kid did have pink nail polish in the ad. So some people complained and said that it was too transgendery and it's ridiculous and why did he have the pink nail polish? And so I went to look at the ads, and it was a mother clearly with a kid, and they showed the nail polish, and it said Saturday with Jenna, and it had their products there, and it was a five-year-old that was in the ad, and the ad said, lucky for me, I ended up with a boy whose favorite color is pink. Toenail painting is way more fun in neon. Oh, my. I can just imagine the comments. So, who cares is what I would say. Who cares? It is a little odd. It is. It is a little strange. I've seen people with black nail polish. I've seen plenty of guys. I've had plenty of guys in my favorite watering hole. I shouldn't say plenty, but one of the bartenders I like, he wears black nail polish. He's a little goth, and he's a great guy. And I don't care. I don't care that he's got nail polish on, and black nail polish doesn't really mean anything. I'll have to ask him. He would be the expert to me. I'm going to ask him about the whole pink nail polish thing and if he thinks it's offensive to do that and that. And I kind of know where he's going to go with that and say it's ridiculous and why would anyone even waste their time writing in about that clearly. The rules are different. Rules are different now for young kids than what they were before. In Philadelphia, they're handing out condoms to 11-year-olds. I was thinking when I was 11 years old, what would I understand the whole concept of a condom? And they're handing them out to all kinds of schools. So they're not cherry-picking the areas where they're giving them these condoms. Hopefully the kids understand even about sex. Can you imagine they try to explain how to use a condom and the kid has no clue what they're talking about, has never even heard anything about what really goes on? And you say, well, you know, 11 years old, but 11 years old, if you're sheltered enough, that's not really that old, I don't think. I still think that's pretty young. But now, I mean, when is the age of, where do you lose your innocence? In other words, before you have to learn about all the things out there. Whether it's I can't wear pink nail polish because I'm a boy and it might seem odd unless I'm a transgender and then I'm okay with that. Maybe it is better in the old days. I was saying that earlier. Back in the olden days when life was easier.